The gorillas were shot Sunday night. One was pregnant, and another was a female named Safari, who received widespread international attention when she gave birth in February. Her five-month-old baby was still breastfeeding and was initially feared to have died of dehydration. But rangers reported finding the baby, Ndeze, on Thursday and took him for medical treatment. The attacks are devastating for the gorilla population in Virunga, where some 100 of the world's 700 mountain gorillas live. At least three others have been killed in Virunga so far this year. The director of the Nairobi-based conservation group Wildlife Direct, Emmanuel Demerode, says two others from the group of 12 gorillas were missing. Demerode says the gorillas were probably killed by traders who cut down trees in Virunga to be sold as charcoal in Rwanda in the neighboring city of Goma, which has about 500,000 people. The charcoal industry in Goma is worth about $30 million each year. Park rangers have campaigned hard to keep charcoal traders out, infuriating them.
In the last year, there's been a huge increase in pressure on the park for timber to supply the charcoal industry. And both for the town of Goma, which is a town with half a million inhabitants, and Rwanda. So what we find is that the rangers are under a lot more pressure than they used to be, because they're the ones defending the park against the destruction of the forest. And that forest is also the gorilla's habitat. And now what's happening is that they're confronting huge financial interests.
The situation in Virunga has become worse recently because Rwanda has banned the production of charcoal, which is used for cooking fires. That has sent even more traders across the border and into Virunga for wood. The gorillas have also come under pressure from armed militias that hunt the animals for their meat. The nearly 8,000 square kilometer park is home to a handful of militias, and more than 100 rangers have been killed in recent years trying to protect the wildlife. Demerode says the rangers are the main line of defense between poachers and militias in the park.
What is true is that there's a huge determination on the part of those rangers to do their job. They've remained committed to their job throughout the last 12 years of civil war in Congo. Many of those years they didn't receive their salary. Many of them died and protecting the park. And so that's very much where our hopes are tied, is with the efforts of those Congo rangers who are on the ground. They are professional, they know their job, and they just need support.
During Congo's civil war, the park became a hiding place for various factions. Tourism has only begun to inch back up now that the civil war is over, but officials worry that the new killings will give further reason for people to stay away. Nick Wadhams for VOA News, Nairobi.